It's January 1917, and in an airfield, a young pilot is directing men to paint his Albatross fighter. Other pilots look on in awe. This young pilot with 16 victories to his name is the new commander of Yasta 11. It contains many elite and legendary pilots, but none can compare to this young man, stood bolt upright. He knows he is better than anyone else out there. The work is done. The plane stands in all its scarlet Teutonic glory. The pilot is Manfred von Richthofen, and on this day, the day he chose to paint his plane bright red, it is the birth of a new name, a legendary name that will never die, the Red Baron. Success after success came to Yasta 11 under the Red Baron's tutelage. Richthofen had been a student of a genius aviation tactician named Oswald Bolka. Bolka's dictates were the essential rules for successful air combat. Richthofen embraced them, taught them, and enhanced them.
How can I be like you?
Aim for the man, and don't miss him.
He urged his men to fight on and fly on to the last drop of blood and the last drop of fuel, to the last beat of the heart. Richthofen and his Yasta 11 would become the nemesis of the Royal Flying Corps. The Yasta 11 in the heavens would seem like gods or demons to those on the ground. Stuck in the mud and the trenches, seeing the red whirling beast spitting fire overhead, the Germans whispered his name in awe, Der Rote Kampfflieger. The Allies whispered it in equal fear and awe, the Red Baron. But there was one thing that all sides agreed upon. He was the king of the sky.
Higher, the king of the sky is flying to pass, and he's flying to hide. Higher, an eye for an eye, but the duel never dies. Higher, the king of the sky is flying to pass, and he's flying to hide. Higher.
His injuries caused him repeated issues, with headaches and nausea. He also suffered a change in mood and temperament, which became darker. The thrill of combat lessened. He wrote, "I am in wretched spirits after every aerial combat. I believe that the war is not as the people at home might imagine it, with a hurrah and a roar. It's very serious, very grim." On April the 21st, 1918, the Red Baron got into his famous Fokker triplane and took off into the morning sky. It was the flight that would bring his life to an end. He spotted a Sopwith Camel and gave chase. This time, it seems, he may not have realized he was behind enemy lines while chasing the Sopwith at a very low altitude. At the time, due to wind conditions and the moving of the front lines, he uncharacteristically continued the chase too far. In the last moments of his life, he managed to make a rough landing in a field north of the village of Vaux-sur-Seine. Several Australian servicemen rushed up to the downed triplane to hear the Red Baron's last words. "Kaput." The King of the Sky was dead, but his legend would never die. The Red Baron was treated with great respect and was interred with full military honours by the personnel of No. 3 Squadron, Australian Flying Corps. Allied squadrons stationed nearby came to pay their respects. Memorial wreaths were laid, one of which was inscribed with the words, "To our gallant and worthy foe."